Welcome to True Crime Review, an unflinching gaze into the depths of human depravity. The podcast covers current crime news, updates on cold cases, and resources for research and investigation. True Crime Review often discusses disturbing and violent crimes, so listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 2 of the True Crime Review podcast. It's September 1st, 2016, and I just want to warn everyone that this podcast is frequently going to discuss issues and details of murder, sexual assault, and other possibly disturbing topics, so listener discretion is advised. We're going to start off today with a piece of human garbage known as Gizar Ziangarev, a 39-year-old, whose victim's mother wants the death penalty brought back in Russia for this guy. He is a father of three and recently out of prison for the rape of two females. He managed to rape four women in 1 week and later told police that he felt he had done nothing wrong to the victims and that they should be grateful to him. This, again, piece of human garbage is a serial rapist and had already served 5 years, as I said, for raping a neighbor and an underage girl when he began attacking women once again more recently. One woman who he assaulted with sexually assaulted with a broken tree branch. A 31-year-old woman suffered a heart attack and went into a coma. And almost a year later, she remains in hospital and is traumatized to the point that she's unable to speak or to move. And she's also having difficulty keeping weight on. So he's clearly, you know, ruined this woman's life. And her mother says that it's probably a good time to bring back the death penalty in Russia, and I think that she's right. That's our human garbage for the day. Our next story involves a Penn State professor who was allegedly pushed from a quarry, a mining quarry, 80 feet to his death, and possibly actually remained alive for at least a couple of days, maybe immobile and maybe unconscious, but alive. And so he probably died over several days. Apparently, his murder was perpetrated by a male and a female who are uncle and niece to one another and who are also apparently romantically involved. Apparently our victim, who is Professor Ronald Bedig, had take an issue with how Bedig, the victim, had befriended the woman and the man months before his death. The woman had been living with him with her child at the beginning of the year, and the victim and the woman may or may not have been romantically involved. But it seems pretty clear that the woman and the male perpetrator, who is her uncle, were romantically involved. So there was apparently jealousy, some resentment over being criticized for how she was raising her child, and apparently the uncle and the niece thought that they stood somehow to inherit some money from the professor. So, you know, again, this is certainly human scum, but also just a notable story in that it's a very sort of a heartbreaking way to die. To be out with people you consider friends and then to find yourself, pushed from an 80-foot ledge is just, it's terrifying. That is our second story for the day. So, Professor Ronald Bettig is the victim there. We want to try and focus always on the victims when we can. Just because, the perpetrators get far too much attention in most media. Our last story of the day is probably our most disturbing and the strangest. An Oklahoma woman accused of killing her daughter told police that she beat her and repeatedly forced a crucifix down her throat because she feared that her daughter was possessed by Satan. So this perpetrator is Juanita Gomez, a 49-year-old from Oklahoma City who's been charged with murdering her daughter, Geneva, who was 33 at the time she was murdered. And I'm going to read a little bit from the affidavit of probable cause, which is a document that typically is filed by law enforcement with the court, usually via the district attorney's office, that basically lays out the information that supports bringing charges against a perpetrator. So we're going to have a look at this one. This says, on August 27, 2016, officers of the Oklahoma City PD were called to McKinley Avenue. They were performing a welfare check on an adult female. When they arrived, they found the victim, Geneva Gomez, lying in the home with a large cross crucifix upon her chest. Blood was visible, and she had suffered severe trauma around her head and face. Emergency responders arrived and pronounced Geneva deceased. Officers came into contact with the victim's mother, Juanita Gomez. She stated her daughter was possessed by the devil. Uncontacted by officers, Juanita Gomez had several bruises, to include swelling around the knuckles area on both hands. She was brought to the homicide office and interviewed. She waived her Miranda rights and admitted to believing her daughter was possessed by the devil approximately a day or so ago. Juanita stated she punched her daughter repeatedly and forced a crucifix and religious medallion down her throat until blood came out of her daughter's mouth. Juanita saw her daughter die and then placed her body in the shape of a cross. Afterward, Juanita attempted to clean her daughter and the other items in the home. When interviewed, Juanita had swollen hands and several bruises on her arms. She stated these bruises were from her daughter fighting her attempts to rid Satan from her daughter's body. Investigator Doug Hurst wrote that. That was an account of considering the use of the religious items and the suspect's statements about her daughter Geneva being possessed by Satan, and not to mention waiving her Miranda rights. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't see an insanity defense from this woman's attorney. So this is a case that we'll be watching. This has been episode 2 of the True Crime Review podcast. You can find us at truecrimereview.net. You can find the podcast on audioboom.com/truecrimereview. Soon enough, you'll be able to find us on iTunes as well. If you use Twitter, we're True Crime Rev, R-E-V. If you're on Facebook, we use, you can find us at facebook.com/truecrimereview. And finally, if you use Reddit, you can find us at r/truecrimereview. I'm still not sure how frequently we're going to post episodes, but you can probably expect another one in the next few days. Again, thanks a lot for listening, and this has been True Crime Review.